All right, Daf Samach Dalid, Thursday's Daf. We're on Samach Gimel Amud Beis, 14 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman's going to give us a few different major rules about ribbis. Number one, Klola Derabisa, Kol Agar Notarle Usser. Any payment in exchange for waiting for your money, it's going to be Usser for ribbis. This is both Deraisa Dika Ribbis, Derabanan Dika Ribbis, and this, of course, is Kol a few different flavors of ribbis. If you pay in advance for a future contract to get stuff, so the stuff could increase in value, and therefore the Lekech is getting more than he paid because he had to wait for the delivery of those stuff. Or let's say there would be a discount given to the Lekech to pay in advance. Also, he's getting more value because he had to wait. Or if the Lekech pays the Meicher extra money because he gets to pay later. So in that case, the Meicher is receiving more because he had to wait for the payment. Second rule of Rav Nachman. V'yomer Rav Nachman, Haiman Diyov Zuza Lekira. Haiman Diyov Zuza Lekira. The guy who is giving money to the person who sells wax. Because Azli Dalid Dalid, the marketplace is that these shtiklich of wax cost 4 zachin of wax per zuz, v'yomer le, and the mecher says to the lekech, yavina le, hey, you give me money now, and I'll give you 5 zachin of wax keneged every zuz. So what's the halacha? Isnu gabe shari. If the mecher has the wax shtiklich in his warehouse when he gets the money, then it's going to be mutter, it's yeshle. Lesnu gabe oser, but if he doesn't have the wax, then he can't do it. Basically, wax on mutter, wax off oser. Why is Rav Nachman telling us we know the halacha of Yeshlei? We're talking about not where the meicher has the actual wax, but he has this ashroi b'masa. There's orders that need to be filled from the wholesalers. So he's going to get deliveries of these things. So you might say, since the meicher has these existing orders with his suppliers, then it's that's the examples we give of where it's considered like as if he had it already. Rav Nachman is telling us, no, since he's still has to collect it from his wholesalers. Come on, the less new dummy. So it's all like wax off, and he cannot have it. V'yomer Rav Nachman, Haiman da'ezef pshiti mechavre. This is now the third halacha of Rav Nachman. If someone borrows pshiti, that's small coins. Hey, I need 35 cents to buy, you know, a subway token. V'ashkech bei tufayna. And when he looks in his hand after the guy gave him the money, he sees he has more coins than he actually asked to borrow. So if the amount that he got is the kind of amount that one would make a mistake, then mechayv ladurile. You have to assume that the malva made a mistake over here, and you got to give it back to him because he didn't intend to give it. It was an accident. V'ila, but let's say it's not the kind of amount that people would make mistakes about. Then matana ba'almuhu diyovle, and you don't have to return it. So for the gemara, hechi dami b'chtei hadas naita. What is such an amount that one would make a mistake about? Omer v'achabrei dure. Rav Yosef, moving over to Amud Aleph, Be'isu Raisa, V'chum Shaisa, in tens or fives, meaning in multiples of tens or fives were found, that's the kind of thing that the person wouldn't make the mistake about. Omer Le Rav Acha Barei De Rav Le Rav Ashi, V'inish Tekifahu, and let's say the Malva is a Inish Tekifa, is a tough guy, the kind of guy who wouldn't be generous in giving extra money, Deloyav Matana, then my will be the Halacha. Omer Le Rav Ashi says, Dilma Migzal Gazle, I'll still give you a reason why he might have given him the money by Matana, because maybe this Malva one time stole money from him, V'avla Le, and he doesn't want to come out and say, hey, I owe you this money, because it's embarrassing. So he'll be mavliya the extra money in order to repay it and still save face. Detanya hagoizel's chaver v'hivliya le'becheshmen is yotza. You may remember this from the sugya hagoizel. Odom is osu l'mashmash b'kisoy. A person knows that he has the money, and therefore you know about the hashava. Frekting mar v'inish d'osi me'alma. Let's say it's, besides being a tough guy, let's say he's also a fremd mensch. He's not somebody who ever had business dealings in advance. Delay shakol v'tari b'haday. He never knew this guy. He was like a stranger on the subway. So it's unlikely that he one time stole from him and now wants to mavliya it back to him. So my, what would be in such a case? Amar Le Rav Ashi says, no, dilma inish achrina gazle. Maybe there's somebody else who stole from the malva. But Amar Le, and that third person now says to the malva, ki yosef pleni pshiti minach. When the guy in question borrows money from you, avalele b'cheshmen. I want to pay him back, so include extra money on my behalf. But it is shayach that you can come up with a tzir that the matana is intentional, even though the lender is not someone who he had any previous dealings with. Omer of Kahana, Havi Yasivna Bishihili Pirke de Rav. I was one time at the end of a shir of Rav. Kind of strange that why is it at the end of a shir of Rav? Did he come late? The Yavitz writes that the minig was not to ask questions during shir. So we're just talking about the end of shir where he asked his questions. Not so mashma that way from the Nusach of the Gemara, because it sounds like he wasn't there for the first part, but I'll go upon him. Vishamis de Ka'amri Kari Kari. I heard him say the words Kari Kari, which means melons, gourds. Veloyadana my comrade. I didn't know what he's talking about because I missed the beginning of the shir. So Basar de Kamrav, Amri Lahu, I said to the Talmidim, my Kari Kari de Ka'omer Rav. What's Rav talking about? So I'm really, they said, Hachi Ka'omer Rav, Haimandi of Zuzi. If someone gives money to the gardener for those curry, for those melons that is growing, the ko'azli asara curry b'nei zarta, and in the marketplace, 10 of these melons are going for a zuz. But Omar Le, and the gardener says to the Lekeach, Yavinalach b'nei garmida, pay me now and I'll give you later 10 of these melons for an amalong for a zuz. So he's basically giving him a good deal since you're paying in advance. So Isnu, the halacha is, as long as he has them in his possession, they've already grown to that size, shari it's going to be mutter. Lesnu, but if they have not grown to that size yet, they're still small, usser. So for the Gemara Pshita, why did Rav have to say that? We know the halacha of Yeshle. Because ma'udatema kivnu memela karavu, since those curries are going to grow naturally, shaper dummy, you might think it's as if they're already there, and it's considered Yeshle. Kamashmal and Rav's telling us, if they're still small now, it's not going to be considered like they're big, and that they're considered Yeshle. So come on, who's that Tana that Rav is going like? Ki hai Tana, the Tanya, ha'hoilich lachaloi ves izav, someone is going to milk his goats. Or to shear his rechelim. Valirdais is kavartoi, or to take the honey from the honeycombs. Motzai chaverei, and he bumps into his buddy, Vamerloi, and this farmer who's going to do these things says to him, Mashe izai chaylovas mocher lecha. Whatever I'm going to get from my goats as the milk, I'll sell to you such and such a price. Mashe recheli geizzeis mocher lecha. Or the sharing, I'll sell to you at this price. Mashe kavarti raida mocher lecha. All those things is going to be mutter. So Yilcher is doing a forward kind of a contract on something which he technically doesn't have yet. Avalom Omerloi, then it's going to be usser. Because since he's now saying this amount of future product I'm going to be giving to you, and therefore he's not taking any potential risk or potential loss, then he's offering a discount on that thing that he's going to give later. That's takaribis, and it's going to be usser. So the milk, the wool and the shearing, and the honey that comes from the honeycombs are all going to naturally come out on their own. But kivin de lesnu by Shaita, it's usher. Since the farmer doesn't have access to it at this particular moment when they're making the contract, it's still going to be ribbis. That's just like what Rav said. Rika Diamri, Omer Rava, Kivin Mamela Karavu Shaper Dummy. Going back to Rav's shear, since those curries will grow on their own, it is okay to pay in advance, even though they're still small and they haven't grown to a large size. Ivo Tani the Brisa says, Kach Vakach usher, by the case of the milk or the gziza or the devash, because Hossam, by that case, Lav Mine Karavu. They're not growing from what's existing there at the time of the forward contract. The Shakle Le Lahai, Vosi Achrina Baduch. The metzias is by the milk and the shearings and the honey. It's a different product that grows once you take the first one. Oberhacha, by the case of the curry, by those melons, minei korovu, they grow from that exact thing that was there at the time of the forward contract. As indicated by the fact that another one's not going to come in its place if you take this one. So there's a metzias difference, and that's going to make the difference whether it's considered yeshlei or not. Rav Zilberstein in the Chashuke Chemed talks about how do we look at eggs. And he says, mestama eggs is also considered like it's osi achrina beduchte, and not growing one from the other. Amar Abaye, Shari Leila Inish Lamemer Leila Chavre, a person could say to his buddy, Helich Arba Zuzi, here are four Zuzma Chavisa de Chamer for that wine that you have in stock, and you should give it to me later on. V'itokva Bershusech, but if it goes bad before you bring it to me, ain't my problem. That's going to be on you. Iyikara Izila Bershusi, but if it goes up or down in value, meaning if the appreciation or depreciation happens, then it will be in my Rishus, and it will be by the Lekech. So the question is, I'm accepting a certain amount of risk of the appreciation, depreciation, but I'm not accepting the risk of it if it spoils. So is that considered to be Yeshlei or not? To that, Abaye is saying it's going to be mutter and you could do it. Frekt Rav Sharavia, Omer Le Rav Sharavia La Abaye, turning over Tamid Beis, Hai Karav L'Sachar V'Rochik L'Hefzit Hu. It should be Usser L'Chaira because it seems to me more of a potential profit, meaning more of a schar, if the wine would appreciate. And he's not going to lose if the wine turns bad. So L'Chaira, the Lekeach here, is in a much better place, and therefore should look more like ribbis that the lekech is going to gain more. Amalei Abayis is back to Rav Sharavia, Kivin Makabel Lezula, since the lekech also took upon himself the achrayas of the depreciation, Karav Lozeh V'Lozehu, it's going to be kind of equaled out, and that's enough to take away the potential ribbis derabanan problem. Even though if it's leaning a little bit more towards a profitable arrangement for the lekech, but there's no slam dunk here. There's a decent amount of risk. Zokta Mishnah, Hamalve Eschaveroi Lo Yoder Bechatzei Rechinim. You can't live in the apartment of your malve for free. That would be ribbis. Below yisker mimenu bepachis, and you can't rent it for less than the usual price, mipnei shehu ribbis. Now, even though this whole parak is about ribbis, so why would the Mishnah need to say mipnei shehu ribbis? The Teres Chaim asks this for Akasha. He wants to suggest that maybe this Mishnah is talking about ribbis deiraisa. So mipnei shehu ribbis, and this is real ribbis. But Rav Leib Malin, Simon Tzadi, wants to suggest that what the Mishnah is being madgish here is that ribbis does not follow conventional hilchos gzeila. It's a din mechudeshes about taking somebody else's money. So even though if I would live in your house and I'm not machas or anything, I'm not technically gazeling anything. But for ribbis, it's takas delasser. So that's mipnei shehu ribbis. There's a Yamshur Shlem in Perek Tes Alochi Yidalf that laments the fact that Ba'avanei Seinu were not zohir in hilchos ribbis. And people who are lending money are looking for opportunities for the malva to do them back favors, which is exactly what's usser. It is really usser to treat the Malva differently once Hugh borrowed money from him. Based on that, very important Tysis at the bottom, Dere Maskalavo, where Tysis says, how do we manage today? I mean, how do you be a mensch to somebody if they ever did you a favor by lending you money? L'char, it's always going to be ribis. And Tysis in his first Teret says that the only time it's going to really be usher is by a mili de befarhesia va'av shetuva, like a big deal. A small favor, just being a mensch, that's not what we're talking about. Living in the guy's apartment for free, or getting a very big discount, or getting a discount on the rent, is considered a large favor, and it's very public. That's what's going to be usher. The Shita Mekubetza says, you're allowed to lend somebody sfarim even after you have borrowed money from them. And he says it because you're mechavin for the shame mitzvah, you're not mechavin to be mahanehim. Seems like kind of a technical answer where he could have simply just said mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu. But Rabbi Rasner pointed out that the reason you can't say mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu by Talmud Torah is because, as we know, the Rabbeinu Avraham Menahar says that's the ikar mitzvah, that you're supposed to be nene from your learning, and the Talmud Torah is never bechlal mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu. So the Gemara, Amar of Yosef bar Minyumi, Amar of Nachman. Afal pisha amru, hadar b'chotzer chaver shalom yidaitai, ein sarach l'halos l'schar, because it's zenenev zelichoser. However, hilvo v'dar b'chatzera, like our Mishnah says, sarach l'halos l'schar. If you are living in the guy's property after you borrowed money from him, oh, then you better pay the guy rent, otherwise you're going to have a rivis problem. So my kamash malon, what's Rav Nachman telling us? Tanina, we learned in our Mishnah, hamal v'schaver lo yodar b'chatzera chinam, v'lo yiskar mimenu b'pachos, mipnei shu rivis. So what's Rav Nachman telling us that we didn't know already from our Mishnah? So there, because imim masnisen havi amina hani mili b'chatzer de kaima la'agra. That's only if that chatzer is set up for renting, the gavra to Ovid Lameger, and the person who is in the matzav where he's looking for a place to live. So therefore, the Bala Chatzar is Chasser, because he would have rented to somebody else, and the Malva, who's benefiting, is looking for a place to live. So in that case, the Leiva is Chasser, and the Malva is Nene, that's where it should be Ribbis. Aval Chatzar, Deloy Kaimalagra, Vagavra Deloy Ovid Lameger, Emalei, maybe I would think there wouldn't be any problem with Ribbis in that case, because no one's really gaining and losing. Gomash Lomar of Nachman is telling us, even in that case, it's going to be Usher for Ribbis. Ikat de Amri, Omer of Yesip Parmin Yemi of Nachman, Afal pisha amru adar b'chatzer chaver shalom yidaita ein tzarach lahalos l'schar hilveni v'dur b'chatzeri. If a guy says, lend me, and therefore because of the loan you can live in my chatzer, then tzarach lahalos l'schar, then you certainly have to. So here it's like much more ribistic, and therefore it's going to be usher. Now mandamar hilvo in the nusach where Rav Nachman says it's going to be usher when he didn't mention anything about you can live in my chatzer, and then he moved in, so then kol shekein hilveni. Certainly, if you make it conditional that give me this halva, so then you can now live in my chatzer. Mandamar hilveni aval hilvo. But just stam, if you already made the loan, it wouldn't be the case. In my time, what's the difference? Because kibin mikar lava daite d'hachi yosve. Since l'maisa l'chatchila, he didn't intend that he should live in the chutzar, less lan bo. The fact that he lives in it later, we're not going to make him pay for it. And we're going to stop here and pick it up in Meretz Hashem tomorrow.